It was a blustery summer's eve. Two young men hosted a podcast together as friends, and it was called the Air Buds Podcast. Hello.
Ta-da!
Whoa, I just read my new book, Top 10 Ways to Start a Podcast.
Hell yeah.
By Mark Ye Kwan.
Hell yeah, and approved by Josh Shapiro.
Yeah, please.
His Jew. We are neither Mark Ye Kwan or Josh Shapiro. Josh Shapiro. I think I know 11 Josh Shapiros. He's Jamel Johnson. I'm Peter Moses. This is Air Buds.
Whoopty Hamdi.
Michael is jet setting around Europe, trying to broker a Brexit deal.
Yeah, yeah.
That everyone's happy with.
He's trying to bring back Kanye's women's line.
Yeah, it's going fine. Sorry we missed you last week. We might post last week as a Patreon or
something. We'll get it. It's a lot of Virginia high school basketball talk. And crime is discussed, but I don't think there's any open cases.
Okay. It was just some technical difficulties on our end.
Yes.
But also, like, I think our, you know, energy and effort reflects the season.
Yeah, we've been here. We're here for you. And if anybody in LA has a studio they want to just let us use, email some guys.
I mean, the biggest issue right now is we can pay, you know, $25 to $30 for a studio. It's just, can we get high in your studio while we're doing the pod?
Yeah, just let us know ahead of time if we need to smoke weed in the parking lot.
I'm becoming a little wary of all the vaping, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't trust it.
I've never been a vape guy. I mean, I will vape. Don't get it twisted. Have vaped, will vape again.
But I guess if you have one of the PAX ones, that's a different, because that's just like volcano vaping. That's not like the liquid,
yeah,
like
sauce.
Like the Philip Morris, yeah, THC, yeah, shit.
You're not smoking olive oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get that olive oil lung.
Which I would like to do. I got into a lift a couple of weeks back, and I was a bit fragrant, and he dude started talking to me about how he's from Afghanistan and like just how he used to grow big weed back in the day, or he just knew what was good. And he was saying, like,
did they ever bring weed over from Afghanistan?
Yeah, for sure.
With like the heroin?
I mean, definitely. I think they were using the weed to cover the heroin.
Isn't this what the Denzel Washington movie was about?
Sort of. They were bringing heroin in like dead soldiers' caskets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dark.
And you figure you throw a couple peas in there, who's going to notice?
No one.
Nobody.
A whole plane, people start to notice.
Yeah. It's weird that they would notice the weed before the heroin.
Yeah, that is weird. This is a podcast about basketball.
Yeah, yeah. The point was, this old dude was like, just have olive oil with everything. Put your weed in olive oil.
Oh, right. Olive oil and all of it.
Dip your shit in olive oil.
You can dry it out, yeah, and it's fine.
Then just drink olive oil. He was like, hit a J and take a shot of olive oil.
Really?
And I was like, what are you talking about? It didn't make sense to me. I didn't like how it made me feel.
Some people are like, olive oil, you know, gives life. Like in Italy, it's like, you know, the bedrock. And other people are like, that stuff will kill you.
Yeah, it's olives, man. It's not even that like good of a thing.
Yeah.
Salty little fucking peanut M&Ms?
Yeah.
What?
Tree peanut M&Ms.
No.
That's what they are. Okay, still a podcast about basketball. Neither of us are stoned, by the way, too.
I am.
Okay.
I just
both of us smoked earlier, let's be honest. Yeah, we just haven't smoked together.
Yeah,
so.
Which I feel like almost doesn't count, but still, yes.
Yes. Podcast about basketball. Happy birthday, Jamel.
Hey,
let's get that right out of the way.
Thank you.
32.
I did turn an age.
Turned the Magic Johnson.
Yeah. Feeling good.
Nice.
Going to start throwing no-look passes.
Great. As you should. Team USA is still a thing. I don't think either of us particularly. No one listening to this podcast. Is anyone actually being like, I got to follow Team USA every moment?
We are going to advocate for not watching Team USA on every summer episode. As long as that team has multiple Celtics on it, I do not support our country's basketball program.
Yeah, we're definitely more pro Greece and Australia this time around
for sure
than we are Team USA.
And even give me a little Nippon. Give me the goddamn Japanese updates. I mean, they're not great, but I mean, Rui did dunk.
Rui Tamagotchi?
He dunked on Ilyasova, and then Turkey won by
A thousand
points, but He did dunk on that man, left hand.
It still hasn't happened yet, right? FIBA still isn't. It's begun.
I think it's on. I think it's on. I think group play began yesterday.
Oh, group play became yesterday. Yeah, it's hard. The holiday weekend, you know.
Yeah, who knows?
The kids are running about. Everyone's trying to get in one more vacation.
Yeah, I had to make hot dogs at a show, and I've been getting over a leg thing. Speaking of basketball,
yeah, you're
right
you're
before
hurt.
we recorded the what is currently missing episode may not be missing very shortly, but like, yeah, I had this rec league playoff game. I'm averaging 2.3 points a season in this league. Okay,
2.3 points a season.
The game, you know, just on the season, every you know a game.
It's like that's just one basket the whole year,
bro. And I'm like, it's the playoffs, and we didn't have our two best dudes, so I'm like, I'm going all out. Ended up straining my calf real bad. Went 1 for 2. The season average remains, but it was a very cool looking turnaround jumper.
It's like Bill Murray in Space Jam.
Yeah, I made it. Bill Murray'd myself, Kevin Durant, Bill Murray, and had to leave immediately. It was fucking embarrassing.
That's okay. I think next time you step to the floor, you need to bring like a stretch band.
Yeah,
full. You need to bring a yoga mat.
I'm going to start wearing a D-band and a stretch band.
Yeah.
You remember D-bands?
Mm-mm.
D-bands were the headbands with an extra strap in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
There's a really
you
funny
tweeted
picture.
That picture of it. It's like, I feel like Quentin Jefferson's in that picture.
Well, no, it's, well, probably, but.
Jalen? Like rookie Jalen?
It's Jamal Crawford. It's Ron Artest. And it's like Eddie Curry.
Those things did just make everyone's head look like a basketball.
Yeah. The ad in question ran in Slam Magazine, and everybody involved looks like they were held against their will promote these D-bands.
That would be like promoting a football helmet that just looked like Hey Arnold's head, basically.
Yeah.
Just like, like hammerhead linemen, basically.
Yeah, I don't understand what the extra strap was for. Does it make it easier to take off, or can you hold a basketball inside of it?
I don't know. That was, it does, it also kind of just looks like, are you wearing a jock strap on your head?
Yes.
It feels like you're just wearing someone else's underwear.
It makes your head look like a penis.
Yeah.
Again.
Or like, yeah, it's like you're looking at someone's sack from the bottom and they just happen to have a face on it. anyways, so yeah, we're definitely not watching. Yeah. Okay, keep up on that. We'll talk about FIBA shit next week.
Once we actually play a game that really matters, I'll have a hot take.
I saw Giannis do a dunk from something.
Yeah, he's got dunks.
Yeah, good at basketball, that guy.
He's still pretty good.
Yeah,
I feel bad for Pop now. He shouldn't have to deal with this.
It feels like, did you see like the Pop playing the phone game, or like the Ellen DeGeneres game?
No, he was doing that.
There was like a video on Twitter of like all the Team USA dudes at dinner with Pop, and he was playing the game where he was holding the phone up on his head and had to guess, like, you know, like celebrity.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like those dudes like give him life, man. You know?
Okay.
Widowed guy.
He's hanging with the youth.
Hanging with the youth. The wokest of all, and is also like, just like insists on them, like it's got to be a pretty awesome like camp camaraderie vibe, especially if you're a Celtics and you're dealing with fucking nerd Brad Stevens all the time, who's like, yeah, holier than thou.
Yeah, he's clearly trying to make you go to like church.
Yeah,
like extra church.
Yeah,
like Bible study.
Like he only lets you watch tape in church.
Yeah,
it's like where the arena, or like where they only put the tape.
All right, guys, early service is mandatory.
That's it.
That's just him. That's
Popovich is like the guy, the Sunday school teacher you have, who's like, don't tell this to your parents, guys, but I don't even know if God is real.
Whoa.
And then you're like, cool, let's drink wine, bro.
Was that your guy?
No, that wasn't my guy.
Yeah, no, I didn't have that guy at all. What the hell?
You know what I'm saying? Popovich is cool. Yeah, Team USA, it sucks. We don't care right now. We'll talk about it next week. A little bit of a scheduling note, too. Next week is my bachelor party.
All right.
We'll probably have some dispatches from it for the Patreon.
Certainly.
But I don't want to make any guarantees for anyone for an on-time arrival or a not debilitatingly hungover podcast.
It'll come. It'll be bad. We'll drop it. It'll be fine.
And we'll all move on. We'll all be one step closer to the regular season.
Exactly.
Something to a little bit of news we can get to. DeMarcus Cousins arrested for the very serious a warrant put out for his arrest for threatening to kill his baby mama in Alabama. Not a good look, DeMarcus. Every step of the way seems like you're a bad dude, and definitely don't want to make light of this situation. However, he just had ACL surgery and is actually not allowed to fly from his doctor to fulfill his warrant in Mobile, Alabama.
Which is pretty good timing.
Yeah. That's a great, if you had the option of getting ACL surgery just so you couldn't spend 2 years in jail. I mean, he's probably not going to spend any time in jail. Let's be honest. It's a third degree misdemeanor, yeah, up to a year in jail. And if you have any lawyer worth your due, then you should be fine.
Two Jew references.
Listen, I have to compete.
Just
I feel
counting,
like,
yeah.
I feel like I was thinking, I was like, how can I bring my own flavor to Jamel just peppering our podcast with casual N-words?
I mean, yeah, every
like,
three
Jew
episodes.
Or Hebrew, my Hebrew.
That's
I feel like
fine.
Hebrew is fine.
Do you guys say that?
Never.
What are you actually saying?
Nothing.
Hey, Maury. Yeah, what's
yeah.
up, dude?
Artie, pass the schmear.
Yeah, you have it.
Listen, I just want to be involved, you know? I just want to be included in the funds. That's it.
I'm sorry.
No, sorry.
I was leaving you.
You're not leaving me hanging. You affectionately calling me the N-word on this podcast for the past 3 years is like one of the nicest things that's ever happened
to
me.
Well, and that's not even, I don't know if it's been, it might have happened a couple times. I feel like when I say it, it's more terrestrial. It's, you know, it's
explain
for
that.
The royal.
Yeah,
like,
the royal. Yeah. Yes. Again, I'm just happy to be involved. You know what I mean? Just by proximity.
Nearby?
Yeah.
Okay.
As someone who will, never utter it ever, it's just like it's like the secondhand smoke that I enjoy now, from the cigarettes.
Are you still using black emojis?
No.
Thank you. Thank you. It means a lot.
You told me to stop.
I did.
That was when I stopped.
We have that on tape.
It is on tape. Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
This podcast is like important, man. We're like doing like a lot of like important like building.
Yeah. We're changing. We're like bringing people together and figuring out what's correct and not correct at the same time. Yeah. Anyways, DeMarcus Cousins can't fly because of his ACL surgery.
Yeah. He probably what a great time to threaten the mother of your child.
It is.
Right before you get the word like, okay, surgery tomorrow. Can't eat or drink anything.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking kill you.
I'm going to kill you, and then I'll be out and be like, it was all the drugs.
Yeah, whoopsie daisies.
So, DeMarcus, your career is probably over. Don't threaten people, and you should probably go to jail. You should probably go to jail. Jamel, this past weekend, as even some would call yesterday,
mm-hmm,
you traveled down to the center of Staple early in the morning.
Oh, yes.
And you witnessed with friend of the pod, Fran Richter.
Yes.
The Big Three Championship.
I did. And first off, I enjoyed myself.
Nice.
Please continue to support. The Big Three is literally if black people owned basketball. That's how I felt. I was like, oh, this is just like a hood summer league on a national scale. They took the Drew League. They have the same energy.
It's like Drew League energy with just a few more sponsors.
Just some sponsors, a couple bigger cameras. And it felt nice.
Was there like the music version, like, music popping off and stuff between each thing?
Yeah.
Or was it all just still kind of like.
They had a DJ in there. They had some nice remixes going.
Nice.
They're putting some wild stuff over top of some other wilder stuff.
I feel like if you're a league owned by Ice Cube, there's not going to be a lot of organ.
Yeah, no. No organ, just beats. They played some early Jay-Z that I wasn't expecting.
Oh.
They played that one, the one he's got with Jay-Z in Too Short. Did not see that coming. Was awesome. The game.
Yeah, how was the game?
The game was good. It was like, it's the championship, so you want it to be close, but I mean, it really came down to Joe Johnson being truly unstoppable.
Just better than everyone.
Better than everyone, like, in this format.
Joe Johnson, still the closest thing to an NBA, an actual NBA player.
Yeah, yeah. Steven Jackson gave it a good run, but he's just a little too old. He's just a little old, past his prime.
He's just spent too much time in a podcast studio.
Yeah.
And on a TV set.
Yeah, a couple years.
Yeah, that'll knock it out of you.
And you would think he would still have game because he's still clearly pretty homophobic, but...
Are you relating the amount of homophobia to how good you can be at basketball as like a quality?
I think so.
Can you please expand on that, please?
I think I just did. I think that is exactly what I'm saying, especially for dudes from the 90s. If you're a throwback, if you're a player Kobe era and backwards, which everyone in the Big Three is, your skill is directly correlated to how homophobic you are. These rules do not apply to current NBA players. They do their own thing. They're wearing dresses.
This is another way LeBron really shifted the league.
Yeah, exactly. See, LeBron is on the other side of this coin because it is the LeBron era.
I don't think we fully give LeBron the credit he deserves for how trendy he made political activism, even if it does come from like a corporate bent.
Yeah.
He really... really changed the league. Because, like, remember they were just telling everyone to wear fucking business casual? Like, yeah, 5 years before LeBron showed up?
Everybody wear pinstripe suits every night. 82 nights.
They had to walk in like a fucking barbershop quartet?
Yeah, which sucks. I've been sweating for 3 hours. Now I have to put on a wool suit.
The irony now is that, like, that's what Russell Westbrook wears.
Yeah.
It's just his fashion line now.
He chose to.
Yeah.
I mean, but that shit is true. Tim Hardaway was the most homophobic guy of all time. He apologized, and that fool doesn't even play basketball anymore.
Yeah, that's what happens.
That's what happens.
Yeah. So you have one choice, guys.
Yeah.
You can be a person who believes in equal rights and equality and love is love, or you can be sweet at hoops.
Yeah.
The decision's
and
up to you.
And old. And old.
Yes, old.
And over like, 36.
Over 43.
Yeah, that's exactly. These are old dude rules I'm talking about.
Yeah. People who were born before 1980. Yeah, I think that's about right. Cool. So, a lot of homophobia, good music.
Good music, pretty good game. I mean, Joe took it down the stretch. But it was just nice to see the dudes. They
listen, it's the senior PGA, man.
It is the senior tour. Clyde Drexler's running the show.
Hell yeah, it's fun.
And it's weird. I mean, they like honored Corey Maggette at halftime. He's retiring.
Listen, if
everybody on the court is just like laughing, like Mario Chalmers is like, this is the dumbest shit I've ever seen.
If like Duran can tour forever,
yeah,
like why can't we have a hangout for a bunch of old ass NBA dudes just like hang out with a bunch of people 30 feet away from them for $50?
I'm with it. And some decent merch. They didn't have any bootleg t-shirts outside, which was the biggest disappointment.
I feel like that's probably because the bootleg t-shirts are the ones that are being sold inside.
Yeah, they did have a little bit. There's a good one that hopefully makes it to clearance. I'm not going to say what it is, but...
just because you don't want anyone to nab
it? I don't want anybody to nab it, but... the jerseys also, they're sponsored by Adidas, so it is a viable jersey option. I also just realized that all the names are number 3 related puns.
All the team names are?
Yeah, for the most part. Except for Ghost Ballers. Well, I guess there's a couple that aren't.
Ghost Ballers?
Ghost Ballers, Ball Hogs, and Bivouac are three names that have nothing to do with the number 3.
Ghost Ballers is the dopest thing I've ever seen in my entire fucking life.
Yeah.
It's just a ghost like a kid would draw, made up of like basically like a sheet.
With a headband
holding a basketball.
Super wavy.
So the teams are the Killer Threes. With the B logo.
Trilogy.
Trilogy.
Tri-State.
Trilogy, which is just has an I on a basketball.
We're also a great one.
Tri-State. Power. Three-headed monsters. The Triplets. And Three's Company.
So there's like 5 teams with 3 pun names, but it's half the league is not. I think they have the divisions are made up by pun or not pun.
That is fantastic. Also, all these names, 100 times better than every XFL name.
Sure. The XFL stuff, they didn't know what they were doing.
Nah, man. Someone's got to stop Vince McMahon. So at some point, you have to stop taking orders from someone who gets over the age of 70.
Why wouldn't they make the names more, like, racist?
Sure.
At least
that'd be an angle.
It would make more sense. You have a team in Birmingham.
Yeah.
And you call it the Bolts? Like, oh, yeah. When I think of Birmingham, Alabama, I'm
call
thinking
the
of
the Birmingham Jews, man.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Lightning. No way.
The Birmingham Hasids.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of, like, yeah, rednecks, you know, dressed in, like, talluses and little, like, you know, the hair curls.
Yo, actually, that's a great idea.
Listen, we need Jared Kushner and Stephen Miller have been killing our brand, all right? We need some solid pub in Birmingham for the Jews.
That's where we're doing a live pod down there in a couple weeks. Everybody come see us.
Yep.
Come see us.
At the Birmingham Rec Center. We'll be there from 2:30 to 2:45. And we'll be whispering the podcast into a phone and try to blend in as soon as possible.
Yeah, yeah, no. No false moves will be made during the recording of that one.
So big three, we're in it. We're living it. Jamel had a good time this year.
And I'm in it all the way, man. Because they'll get it better. The thing's only been around for 3 years.
Yeah. Honestly, it's stuck around, and I think there's a market for it.
Yeah.
CBS Sports is showing it, so you know it's real. Also, I want to do a little recap for everyone right now. I listened to the Donald Sterling Affairs this week, the ESPN 30 for 30 podcast.
Whoa.
Recapping Donald Sterling's inflammatory remarks and plantation owner mentality and eventual sale of the basketball team. And I'll sum it up for everyone here real fast. Racist.
Sure.
Bad owner.
Got it.
Bad person.
Mm-hmm.
Slumlord.
Right.
West Coast Donald Trump. You're good.
Love it.
And we also all lived this like 4 years ago. So it was like, presented a little bit like it was like a 30 for 30 where it felt like it was still trying to kind of be like the OJ doc, obviously in audio form.
Oh, but it's like, dude, this just happened.
We all remember. I remember way too many details of this for a 5-episode podcast about like the ins and outs.
Were there any dumb things that they mentioned that he did as a bad owner? Like,
oh,
did he like refuse? Like, did he not let Auntie Anne's pretzels come in?
They really. The one thing that they really explain is, and it's kind of like an easy thing to kind of dismiss when someone says it, but like the plantation mentality was like actually, like, you know, I think that gets kind of, kind of people think of it as like a hyperbolic term, but he used to like invite people into the locker rooms to marvel at the physique of the players after the games. Everyone from Doc Rivers when he played in the 90s for like 1 year to Blake Griffin his rookie year said they felt like show horses when he talked about them.
Look at my man.
Yeah. Look at my man. Look at my piece of property.
Ew.
So it's like real gross, and I didn't feel like it was enough to actually. Not worth listening to. This was it. You just got everything. You got all the talking points to talk about it at the water cooler, and I just saved you 5 hours of travel time.
And that's what we're here for, man.
Yeah. Nice job by Ramona Shelburne, but like, keep living your life. Also, change the name of the Clippers, for fuck's sake. What a horrible... It's the history of that name is losing and racism.
Yeah. They could use a...
Just use a rebrand.
But I do like to say Clips. Go Clips.
It just... Come up with a new name. Just come up with a new name and make sure it doesn't suck. You got to put enough people in a room to make sure it doesn't suck.
LA Vibe. Let's call them the Vibe.
Honestly, that's pretty good.
You know the Vibe.
Pretty good. You're going to have a lot of people sticking out their pinky and their thumb like and just shaking LA it. Vibe.
That's the V. The V
the
is
the Vibe, baby.
The hand, dude. We're vibing.
Yeah, and it's just like a picture of like an ethnically ambiguous dude with like long hair holding a surfboard.
Yeah.
There you go.
And somebody... And the alternate jersey is like a guy like thinking about doing lean.
who's at a computer talking to another agent's assistant, can like determined to do lean this weekend.
Yeah. It might be a vibe. I don't know.
Yeah. So that's the recap of the Sterling Affairs. It's fine. You're good.
Change the team name, but keep the orange and light blue. Throwback San Diego Clippers.
Ooh, yeah. What about if they just called them the L.A. San Diego Clippers?
Whoa.
Just go full, like, we got your team, bitch.
Name the team after an interstate. Name it after the 110. They play at Staples, right?
Yeah. The L.A. The LA 110s.
The 110 Gridlock.
The LA Gridlock?
Yeah.
Is a fucking dope name.
Dude, that'd be hard.
Damn. RD, we lock it down, bitch. You ain't going nowhere.
Are you kidding?
You have to get out of your car and walk.
And the identity of the team is that.
Hell yeah. Patrick Beverly is human Gridlock.
Yeah, and let's just keep them. So we call them that, and that ensures that this team is the Pittsburgh Steelers of basketball for the next 40 years. They'll just be good because the name makes it so.
The upward trajectory of the Clippers is still much better than the Lakers. Everyone just gives the Lakers the quickest pass back to normalcy as soon as possible, but it's still a hot fucking mess there. Rob Pelinka is still a goon, a total goon.
And I love that dude, man. Yo, Rob.
All right, Jamel. Give us your minute WNBA recap before we break into the playoffs. We've got 1 week until the playoffs. The playoff teams are... Murray gets excited about the WNBA.
Yeah. Hey, Murray. Murray. Come on, man. Come on, man. This is like not Title IX of you, bro.
Yeah, very, very
what the fuck?
Men's rights of
Come
Murray.
Come on, dude.
We're leaving that all in, Murray. You should deserve it. So the playoffs are set, even though we are a week away from the WNBA.
So the teams are set. The seeds are not.
Shout out to the Phoenix Mercury, probably going to have a losing record going into the playoffs.
Well, they're only one game back.
Of being 500.
Which is fine. Hey, look.
You shouldn't make any playoffs if you're under 500.
I mean, if that's really how you felt, that's not really how you feel. We're a fan of two Eastern Conference teams. We want that. I want that.
You want the Wizards to make
I want them to be an 8 seed, and I want to be 40-42. And I don't want to worry too much about it. I just want to get in. Fuck if it looked cute.
Okay.
And they didn't have Diana Taurasi all year. Taurasi's coming back right now.
For the playoffs.
Right, for the playoffs.
It's a baller move by her.
Yeah.
It's just like relax, rehab, and then potentially seeing your Mystics in the first round. It's a bummer. This is like kind of what...
Well, it all depends, my brother, because you know the format. The top two seeds get a double bye.
That's right.
Frere. So it really is like...
It could get mixed up.
It could get mixed up. And the first round is single elimination.
It is. I do think single elimination in any sport is the best. That's why the NCAA tournament is the best. It's why that fucking random ass wild card game in the major league is the best.
It makes the WNBA, the first round, it does feel like NCAA.
Yeah.
When you're watching it.
Because everyone is going to pay attention or at least like see it trending.
One and done. Shouts out to Christy Tolliver for just destroying one of those games last season for us. Beat New York single-handedly.
Now you guys but are that's, basically locked into the bye.
Close. Yeah. We're almost. They're like... Vegas still has a shot at maybe getting in there. You disagree.
Okay. Murray, huge fan of the Las Vegas Aces.
That's good.
He's stuck with them. Murray and Sadie stuck with them all year. We were even shitting on them earlier in the year for kind of not having their stuff together.
They've been resting, guys. Dude, just let the dog be outside. Why are you worried that it's a dog outside?
Yeah, he's doing all right.
You are the two. Y'all are the two dogs that are inside. As always, God damn, Mervin, as I was saying, it's still pretty close, and it's like a week and a half left. I think everybody's got two games left to go.
What is your favorite team to watch, not named the Mystics?
If I'm being real,
people are like going to catch up and get ready for the playoffs with us. What is the one team you would be like, I would fucks with these guys?
Well, I'd fuck with Chicago, honestly. Chicago's got a couple all-stars. Courtney Vandersloot, I misspoke and called her Kelsey. She just looks like a Kelsey. I'm not going to front.
I don't think you can ever apologize for confusing a Courtney and a Kelsey.
Yeah, they'd understand.
Yeah. But even they maybe sometimes confuse themselves.
So, and they're kind of hitting the stride at the right time. Skills Challenge winner Diamond DeShields plays for them. She's pretty dope, and she wears glasses like Antoine Carr.
There you go.
Can't say no.
All right, so check out the Chicago Sky. Get amped for the playoffs. We're going to go WNBA playoff preview.
They might get a 4 seed, which would give them a home game.
Give them a home game in the single elimination.
Yeah, and it'll be a good look.
Yeah, it's going to be wild as hell. So, all right, we got WNBA on the front. Anything else you want to promote, Jamel? Stuff you got going on this week?
Listen to My Life by Mary J. Blige.
Okay. Listen to My Life by Mary J. Blige. We'll be in La Jolla this weekend unmarked location.
Give us some low-impact basketball games we could play. Knockout does not count.
Horse.
Yeah, and Broccoli House on Instagram.
Hell
I
yeah.
I just released my best 20 videos of the season.
Perfect. Just check out Jamel's top 20 vids. Wish him a happy birthday. Jamel birthday gift coming soon to the Airbud stream.
Whoop.
At Airbuds on Instagram and Twitter and Patreon and TeePublic and Facebook.
Okay, you don't like the Facebook. You don't like that it's on Facebook. You think the Facebook might be a bit much. You think the Facebook might be a bit much.
All right.
He thinks the Facebook might be a bit much.
For Jamel and Sadie and Murray, I'm Peter.
Okay.
Happy basketball, everybody.
Okay, bye.